Coral reefs and seagrass meadows in the Florida Keys have been hammered by disease, pollution, and overfishing for decades. A new study released today by the National Marine Sanctuary Foundation says those threats could mean a big loss for the state's economy. WLRN's Jenny Stolutovich tells us more.
The Florida Keys Marine Sanctuary covers more than 3,800 square miles, and it includes John Penny Camp and an underwater trail of historic shipwrecks. It's long been a draw to divers, anglers, and tourists from around the world. This new study says the sanctuary pumps more than $4 billion into Florida's economy and supports 43,000 jobs.
The moment they put that toe in the water, they're in the sanctuary, and they'll fly into Miami or Fort Lauderdale and rent a car and then come down to the Keys for a visit. And so those are the type of activities that are tracked.
Chris Sari is president and CEO of the National Marine Sanctuary Foundation that supports the nation's 13 marine sanctuaries. She says the study was done ahead of a new blueprint for protecting the sanctuary from increasing threats.
Climate change, including, you know, rises in the temperature of the water, acidification issues, but also it faces threats that we can actually do something about. And that includes things like marine debris, the water pollution, boat groundings, sometimes just increased use where it's not done with care in mind.
The plan is similar to management plans created by national parks and could include restrictions on damaging activity. It will be released by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration in August and then open for public comment. I'm Jenny Stolutovich in Miami.